you, Lord. Just thank you for your day. Thank you for everybody who was here, Lord. And just let your words be spoken here so that they could hear them, Lord, and they could hopefully get something out of it and apply it to their lives. Lord, we pray for those who are not here for whatever reason. If they don't know you there, though, I pray that they get to know you. Get to know your love, you know, and just have your guidance. I pray for those who are not feeling well, Lord, just a hand of protection, a hand of healing, hand of mercy upon them. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so last week, a few of you, all but two, weren't here last week, but we saw John. We're going through Revelation, and we saw John. He saw these seven angels with seven bows. Now, inside those bows,
We saw or heard.
Well, John saw.
So we didn't see. You said we saw.
Yes, I did. I did. We heard that John saw seven angels with seven bowls. Inside these bowls, it wasn't leftovers. It was something much worse. It was the plagues of the wrath of God. So we had a glimpse into the future. Through John's eyes, we had a glimpse of the future. We have no idea how far down the future is, how far away that future is. It could, or it could happen 20 years from now. We don't know. But because it's part of God's word, and we know that God is not a liar, we know it's going to happen. 100%. However, for right now, God has delayed judgment day. Right? For a later date. He said he's going to do it later. Revelations chapter 16, 1 through 2. I will ask, for the new visitors, I forgot to warn you, I will ask if you'd like to read. You do not have to read.
They have to the first time. No.
They do not have to. They don't have to. But if you'd like to read, that would be awesome. So James is going to start us out. So, in this future, God stops the delay of judgment, right? If somebody is guilty, an honest judge and a just judge, he can't say they're innocent, right? Because that wouldn't be honest. It wouldn't be just. Just means being right. So they need to sentence that person. In Romans 6, 23, Mia?
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
So wages of sin, so that's the consequences of sin, right? Is the wage, it's death. You know, but the free gift that he talks about, the free gift of eternal life, that's a free gift. However, everybody has a choice whether to accept it or not to accept it. You know, this first bowl is poured out, giving everybody who chose the beast over Jesus lonesome sores, meaning that they're smelly, they're itchy, and very painful, right? Some people feel like the mark of the beast and I don't know if you ever heard this, they feel like it's going to be a computer chip what's inserted inside of us for the reason you could buy and sell and everything. And they... It could be.
We don't know.
The,
I don't think it'll be a microchip.
There's
really
there's all kinds of things, and it's also what you're doing with your hands or what your actions are and what your thoughts are. But those people feel like these sores are going to be caused by leaky batteries. So like the lithium batteries that were in the chips, they don't cause sores because it mentions the mark of the beast, right? And that, it could be. That's speculation. We don't know. However, during, if you guys ever heard of the plagues in Egypt when, you know, when Moses came down, you know, and let my people go. Remember that story? Yeah. The frogs. There was one of the plagues was sores on them. And I don't think the GPS chip was made back then. So God can do it, right? I could just make them have sores. However it happens, God allows those who get this mark or worship the beast to be very uncomfortable. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 3, Maddie, do you want to read? Or? Kimber, want to read? No? Yes? No? Thank you. So the next bowl is poured out into the sea.
Poor fishies.
Right? Poor fishies. Poor Nemo. He'll never be found. the sea turns to blood, killing all kinds of sea life, right? People say pollution is doing this, and it's only getting worse. Yo, the smell of dead fish. Have anybody smelled dead fish?
I don't like it.
Yeah, no, it's not a good smell.
My dad used to gut fish right here. It smells disgusting.
Right. Well, then there's ones that have been sitting out. It's even worse. So that plus no longer having seafood, that'd be a form of food. You know, there'd be... you know, a famine possibly going on, you know, that's not good either, right? And a lot of people making their living catching those fish, losing their jobs. Well, at least it was salt water, right? It was contained to salt water. At least people still have drinking water, right? In Revelation chapter 16, verse 4, yeah, I'm sure it was really close. Stephen, can you read that?
Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood.
I guess there goes fresh water, right? There goes fresh water, there goes drinking water.
Drinking water? Look.
Again, there are those who will be guessing, and you can, you know, the older you get, you'll hear people guessing what actually is happening, what's going on. But nuclear war or chemical wars can be seen to kill wildlife, right? And it can explain maybe polluting water, and maybe those chemicals have kind of a red color to them. These are all possible. But again, in Egypt, on those plagues, this is really similar to those same plagues, those 10 plagues of Egypt. God turned the Nile River into blood. Right? And the flies loved it. Isn't it annoying, flies? And they're always, I don't know why, they always try to hit your face, or they're just like.
I would like that, because then they would be too busy with the water, so they wouldn't be annoying people.
Yeah, no, flies just annoy people.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's part of their job description, I think. There's decaying fish in the sea, in the rivers, in the springs. There's tons of flies. There's a smell. No drinking water. Sounds like a good place to put an Airbnb, right?
No.
Nice with a little porch.
Does that mean even
no
like
AC.
Water would become blood even though like it was already water and not
in the stream. I'm not sure how this don't work. It was possible that drinking water would be like $10 for that bottle. It'd be the only water. I can't refill it. No, I'm sure it seems like they must be drinking from somewhere. So maybe they had a life straw.
They said it's only water, so that means we can get apple juice and orange juice.
Right. Maybe they just drank soda. No water at all. In Revelation chapter 16, 5 through 7.
Oh, I wish I could read it.
James, do you want to read that?
Maddie hasn't done it yet.
Oh, I can't see, you know.
Maddie here. Oh,
that is a
lot of James likes to read. This is going to be a few, right? All right, James.
And I heard the angel of the water saying, "You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is, and who was, and who is to be. You have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due." And I heard another from the altar saying, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments."
All right, so these plagues, they don't sound nice, right? They sound kind of on the mean side. Right. The thing to remember is that we're more than halfway done with the Great Tribulation. And this is about judgment, right? And those who are afflicted are not innocent. They're not innocent. They're the ones who chose to worship the beast, chose to worship Satan. They did all kinds of evil in. Actually, they made war with the saints, meaning that they're killing Christians, they're killing Jews, they're killing anybody who aligns themselves with God.
Yep.
Yo, even though they did all these things, even though they were innocent, these plagues do not make God happy. They don't make him happy. He wants everybody to have everlasting life. He wants everybody to choose him. Although he does not want robots.
Oh, darn.
He doesn't like robots. He wants humans. He wants it to be our choice. Right. And then Freddy could be a Christian.
No, Freddy cannot.
Well, then he's not going to make it to heaven. Revelations chapter 16, 8 through 9. Michelle? So SPF 3000 will not get here soon enough.
What?
You know what that is? Sunscreen, right? By 3,000, that's a big number. Yeah. You know, so the sun is don't get really hot, really bright. It's don't get hotter than what it is now. Huh? This bowl is poured out on the sun, and it's don't get really hot. It's don't scorch people. And when people get uncomfortable, have you ever noticed it, that most people, when they're uncomfortable, they go to their grumpy place? They go to their grumpy place. They complain about nothing, right?
I complain about Willie Mack. We need to have a court case right now.
Who is that?
Willie Mack. Who's Willie Mack?
Well, they start complaining about everything.
Oh, I love my dad.
I complain about everything.
Ugh, why is my hair
here? Hey.
She beats me when she gets mad.
Wow.
Don't
remember.
Separation. Right. So we all been there. We've all complained ourselves.
Yeah.
We've all known people what complained to us. Right. That's fun, isn't it? Listening to somebody complain all the time.
My dad. My mom.
How many of you have heard of Jonah? Remember Jonah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jonah and there's something else.
Jonah and the shark.
And the shark, right? It's a whale.
It's a
giant fish, right? So at the end, so we all know what kind of happens to Jonah, and then he gets spit out and everything. But at the end of the tale, Jonah is there. He's sitting on this hill, and it's kind of a deserty landscape, and the sun's on him, and he's looking down at the town of Nineveh, and he's all kinds of grumpy because he doesn't want these people of Nineveh to be saved, and yet they're being saved, right? So he's just mad, and he's angry. And then God decides to grow a tree right by him. You know, for a little shade. And Jonah complains about that. It's like, why are you giving me shade? These people in the end time are going to be cursing, complaining about God. You know, the one that actually has the power to save them, they're going to be complaining about. And this isn't smart, this isn't healthy, but it's a common problem. People do this all the time. You know, it's the one they should be asking for help is the one they complain. So, Revelation chapter 16, 10 through 11. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and of their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. So it goes from too much sun to darkness. Not only darkness of no light, but darkness meaning pain. Right? Right. You know, it wasn't soothing darkness. It was a painful darkness. Again, remember whose kingdom this is happening to? That is a question. Whose kingdom is that happening to? Somebody. It is somebody. You're absolutely correct. It, so there's, huh?
Nothing.
There's God, and then there's the other guy.
The other guy.
The beast. The beast, right? The Antichrist. Didn't make it for this story. It was a different story. So it's the beast's kingdom what this is going through. Now, the interesting thing is because God makes it a point to say they did not repent, what can that also tell us? Yes.
Does that mean that Christians didn't happen to any of the Christians, so all they would do is just see a person just dragging themselves on the ground because they can't see? They're like, I can't see. Is that what Christians see?
I'm not sure. Maybe Christians would carry around a light with them. You know, maybe. But what if they did not repent, it means that they could repent. That these people did all sorts of evil, you know, is that they could repent. They could be saved in the last days. Think about that. These people what chose the beast, they made war with Christians and saints, killing them. If they repented, if they changed their heart, God would welcome them with open arms. Right? That is amazing grace. Yeah. And God still has grace. Yes, he's allowing a lot of things to happen, but he still has grace. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, Mia?
Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river
Euphrates.
That one. And its water was dried up, so that the way of the king from the east might be prepared.
All right, so the Euphrates River. Anybody's heard of the Euphrates River?
Yes.
No.
Euphrates, Tigris River.
No.
It's kind of in Iraq right now, or, well, not right now. It's always been Iraq, Iran. So it's 1,740 miles long. So it's just a tiny little river. And it ranges from 500 feet wide to 6,561 feet wide. So... Has anybody ever been to the Great Lakes?
No.
No.
What do
you
mean is that?
No.
Where is it at?
I mean, like, where
so is
it at?
So
I can put it
at?
In my calendar?
It's like Illinois. It's Michigan. And up, so northern part. It separates. Canada has one side. The U.S. has another side. It's kind of more eastern. But what's crazy is you go there and it looks like the ocean. Everybody's seen the ocean, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Well, so it's a lake because it's surrounded by land. So.
I've been to Kodiak, Alaska. I've been to Florida.
Yeah, you've probably been over these lakes, but it's just crazy. It's don't be seen. That's what this river is. There's points where it just looks like the water goes on forever. Is my point. My bunny trail went way long. And the thing is that John, what John sees is that when this is dried up, he doesn't see that the water is gone. He sees a no longer roadblock for the kingdoms in the east. You know, the nations are going to be at war with the Jews. And they're still going to be at the war. When these plagues hit, hate does not stop because of the plagues. Even today, we see that there's no shortage of hate. Am I correct?
No.
No shortage of hate. You know, the thing is that hate is very contagious. It's very contagious. It just makes more hate and more hateful thoughts. And it's going rampant. And you know, with social media, it just spreads faster than it's ever spread before. And hate just keeps on going, right? Now, those without hate in their heart and who know the truth might think, oh, well, this huge river just dried up, all these things happening. Well, maybe there is a God, and maybe we should change our ways, right? Maybe. But however, these guys are not that sensible. These guys, the waterway has been there for thousands of years. And they're like, oh, great. Now I could drive my tank right across. Dry river, bud. I don't have to worry about getting a boat. It goes back. It's not going to happen this time. So Revelations chapter 16, 13 through 14. Kimber, would you like to read again? Perfect. So three unclean spirits, one out of each mouth of the devil's trinity. So if you didn't know that, we talked about this earlier, is the dragon is the devil, and then the beast is the Antichrist, and then there's the false prophet. So they have these three people, and then they spit up or they vomit out these spirits, and they look like frogs. Now these spirits fire up the nations of the world. You know, they make the nations desire war at any cost.
Can't we just discuss it over coffee?
Maybe. You know, they're kind of like cheerleaders in a frog suit. They're just like, come on, let's go fight, right? Revelations chapter 16, 15 through 16, Stephen. Naked. Armageddon. So we're getting ready for the final battle, Armageddon, right? In Hebrew, it's Mount Megiddo. There is a region in Israel named Megiddo. This is the site of the final battle. Still, Jesus, no matter how close it gets, Jesus is still telling people it's not too late. But you need to choose before the hour is up, before that hour, before he comes like a thief in the night. If you don't, you're going to be caught with your pants down, right?
Wait, what? No.
That's a saying. It means that you're unprepared. Wow. Revelations chapter 16, 17 and 18. Michelle. So the seventh bowl is poured out into the air, and the plagues are complete. God says it is done. Then there's lightning and thunder and earthquakes. You know, there's never been, or there never hasn't been an earthquake like this. So we don't know what it's going to be like exactly, but it is going to be huge, right? It's going to make every earthquake from dawn of time to now look like child play. Like, oh, that's just a little shaking, right? Revelation chapter 16, verse 19. James?
Now the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God. They gave her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
Okay. All right, so the earthquake's going to divide Jerusalem into three parts, like literally dividing it. There's going to be chasms. Separating the city, and the cities of the world will be destroyed, be leveled. Babylon, if you didn't know this, Babylon's always been known as that city that goes against God from every corner. You know, they're the ones that if God told them, well, the sky is blue today, they'd be like,
no, it's purple.
No, it's not. Right? It's purple. Or they'd say, no, it's not. It's light blue.
It's green.
And that's blue. They just go, they find a need that they have to go against God. You know, well, in the end, God is not, don't forget about them. Right? God's wrath will be poured out on Babylon. And we're almost done. Revelation chapter 16, 20 through 21. No? Maddie? Yeah. James, would you mind reading that? Get to that.
And men blasphemed God because of the plague, the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great.
All right, so what do you think it means when it says, then every island fled away?
It ran away.
So it ran away. It grew legs and ran away.
It got flooded.
It got flooded. All right, disappeared into the ocean, right? It just disappeared. It just gone. It fled away. And then the mountains no more, right? We're not. So there's no more mountains. That's how big this earthquake is. They just left. It's like, we're done. We're out of here. Yeah. It just crumbled into the valley. And then last week, we talked about a talon, right? We told you about a story about talons, right? And talons were what back in the day? Anybody know?
Money.
They're money, right? And now, they didn't use paper money back then. They used things like gold and silver. So the amount or how much that money is determined on weight.
Oh, I'm going to be expensive.
Right? So how big is a big hailstorm, do you guys think? How big? No, like how big? You know, like I've heard of hailstorms back east where they're like size of a softball. Is that big?
I've only been in one big hailstorm before. Like the hailstorms were big, and that was
right.
When I was at school.
How big was that?
We were at recess, and then we had to go.
Were they like this big?
No, bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah.
They were like
golf clubs. They were like golf balls.
Golf balls. That would be big. That would hurt if it hit you, right?
I had my lunchbox, so I was just running with my lunchbox on my head.
All right. So a talon back in the day, anybody guess how much that would weigh?
5 pounds.
What are we talking about?
So he's saying that these hailstones are going to be the size of a talon.
Well, if you have a talon,
A talent is a form of money, and it's based on weight back in the day. So it is 70 to 90 pounds. So it's probably about the size of each one of you guys.
That's an asteroid.
Right? That would kill. That would just hurt. Kill if you hit you.
It's an asteroid.
So that's the kind of hailstorms that we're going to see in the end days. Now to change points, just my grandma was the nicest person that has ever lived. You know, she had a nice thing to say about every single person. She would say a nice thing about you, I guarantee. And I once told her, "You're so nice." She was so nice, I had to say it twice, right? "You're so nice that you would probably say something nice about the devil." And she replied, "Well, he's persistent," meaning that he keeps going. Those who are in league with the devil will be so stubborn, they do not know when to stop. They curse God for the judgment that they deserve, but still they curse God. When God told Egypt to let my people go, what'd they say?
No.
They said, "No." "No, I don't have to listen to you. I have my own gods. I could do what's right in my eyes." You know, it's all about them. You know, plague after plague after plague. Stubbornness after stubbornness after stubbornness. Their pride got in the way. They could not humble themselves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 2 through 4. "For you yourself know the perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that the day should overtake you as a thief." Thank you. I've been practicing. Do not be stuck in the dark. When I mean dark is not knowing the truth.
Yeah, that place doesn't know.
And stand in the light, meaning knowing the truth, and choose the one what can save you. And there's only one what can save you. And his name is Jesus. Right? Michelle, can you close us in prayer?